Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio. Coming to you live from Tournament Pizza, 1704 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Pete, Florida. It's all about timing, Randy.
Big UFC weekend.
Life is about timing.
You're right.
I think
staying awake.
Wait for the right beat to drop before I can do my break, my intro.
Thoughts on this weekend's huge UFC main event, co-main event. And I have a complaint. Shocking.
That's what you do.
So the big post that I've seen on social media, I believe it said, Paul Felder replaces Joe Rogan this weekend, UFC.
Well, that's not correct.
It's not correct at all because Joe Rogan doesn't do international events anymore.
He hasn't done those for years.
Right.
For years.
So it's very misleading. It's like it's blowing Felder up.
Why do you think Joe did that?
Because he doesn't need it.
You think he just doesn't want to travel the world?
Yeah, he doesn't want to travel. He doesn't want it to travel. You know, he's at a point in his life where he doesn't need to travel that.
Right.
You know, and he's going to continue doing, you know, local events for as long as Dana White is going to be involved in the UFC.
Because his contract ends when Dana's in.
Right.
That's cool. I think we have the same kind of contract, don't we?
That yours ends when mine ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've said to you all along.
Yeah, we're like.
You seem to think that it's going to continue when mine ends.
Well,
but it's not.
But I should inherit it.
Why?
Because someone needs to keep this thing alive.
Why?
Well, Steve needs a job.
All right.
Look, we want to keep him employed.
All right. Well, if that's the case.
We'll do it for Steve. We get T-shirts made. Do it for Steve.
Do it for Steve?
Yeah.
Well, have Tony make some of those.
It's true.
Do it for Steve.
Do it for Steve.
Give me your thoughts on this weekend's UFC. And you know, I don't want to bore you too much, so just go main and co-main.
I just want to
hear you pronounce the names.
Islam Makhachev versus Alexander Volkowski.
Volkanovski.
That's a major fight, though. I mean, Volkanovski, if he wins this, should be your greatest pound-for-pound fighter out right now.
No.
I mean, John Jones?
Yes.
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
I think if Volk wins this one, he's up there with Jones. Like, I think they're...
He's up there, and I think he's already up there. But no, I don't think... That he leapfrogs John Jones.
And your boy, Kamaru Usman, fighting Kazmat for the co-main event.
A way to drop it. It's okay. Way to move on.
Well, I don't know how to say Chimanov.
I'm looking forward to him. You know, I truly am.
I just hope that Usman's not going to be the next Tyron Woodley. Yeah, you know, once he gets beaten, just can't find that same kind of drive to get back to the top. Just, you know, isn't as committed or isn't as successful, you know, because I really don't want to tarnish the legacy of a Kamaru because he had a great run. I mean, he was a great champion.
For sure.
And I hated to see, like, him hang on too long, you know, because that's all you're going to remember is what did you do for me lately.
And that's the case with Anderson Silva.
Right. Yep.
You know, that's all we remember is the end.
And Izzy's talking about how he's going to take some time away from fighting and needs to, you know, work on himself. And he had a recent DUI. So, you know, you see these great decorated champions, and you see, like, the life after. So I just hope that this is a success for Kamaru because he's such a great dude and a great friend of the show. So I hope he wins on Saturday.
Well, you know, a lot of times, and it's said that, you know, once you're knocked out or submitted unconscious, it's different.
It changes you.
It changes you.
Sure.
You know, you now, that invincible,
yeah.
You know, Usman was invincible.
Sure.
You know, invincible. And then, you know, the Leon Edwards kick and then...
Ronda Rousey. I mean, yeah. Invincible. And then Holly Holm kicked her into, you know,
I thought that
WWE.
Honestly, I thought that was the easiest fight to pick in probably ever. You know, and everybody's, it wasn't a big upset. Now, the odds were huge. Mm-hmm. I wished I was a gambler because I didn't see any way possible that Ronda Rousey was going to beat Holly Holm.
But going
and then
back,
look at Holly Holm since.
Yeah. But going back to Saturday, you know, in my opinion, I think the reason the world is in such disaster and chaos the way it is, there's too many people that are afraid to take an ass whooping or they're too afraid or have never been knocked out.
It's easy to talk crap or do crap or say,
if you've never been checked or you've never been in a situation where physically you are unable to defend yourself and somebody else had the power over you to decide your fate. And I think that humbleness would change the way the world interacts. There wouldn't be the road rage. There wouldn't be the crazy you know, shootings and the pick up the gun instead of picking up your hands. So I think, I think everybody should go through an experience like mine on Saturday. The world will be a much better place, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I understand what you're saying. And Mike Tyson said that. Yeah. It's easy to talk crap behind a computer. Try doing it on a plane with me. Yeah. And you saw what happened.
Your light heavyweight is Ankolaev. And he's fighting Johnny Walker. So, hoping for Walker on that one. Then you got Irkum Out. Oh, man. Why?
What do you mean, why? They're allowed to have names, too.
No.
But so you want it to be a world championship, but you don't want world people involved.
Well, I mean, I'm not engraving trophies. I don't have to spell all this stuff. At the end of the season.
Engraving, it's pretty easy.
He's fighting Warley.
You want me to save you a little?
Go ahead.
All right. Give me your thoughts on the hate and heat that Pereira's taken, who fought Andre Perlovsky, that he came out with the Israeli flag.
Oh, he is.
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did last week.
Oh, okay.
And he said that was in support of Natan Levy, who he trains with.
Man, I'm going to say this, and Caleb, our boy, came out publicly about his stance on the war.
What's his stance?
He's pro-Palestine. He's with the Palestinians. He was pro. It came out, and he put it out on Facebook the other day.
Now, there is a difference.
Right, for
sure. There's Palestine, there's Hamas,
right,
and there's Israel.
Of course, yeah.
But whatever.
But it's the world is in such chaos right now. It's such a volatile situation, and it's changing by the minute over in the Middle East. It's I don't think,
say what you're thinking if you're going to think it.
It's one of those things where you can't really even have an opinion anymore.
But that's the world. It's not just in the Middle East.
Correct. Right.
We've been going through that in this country for a long time.
But I think it's such a hostile situation right now that if you come out and show support, you open yourself up to being a target. I mean, there's protests in downtown Tampa. There's Palestinians, and there's pro-Israel, and it's the jihad. There's so many. Every time I drive home, I'm not kidding you, Randy. Every time I drive home, I just pray before I get across the bridge that the bridge isn't shut down, that they haven't blocked it in some protest to show some kind of support. It's getting to the point where it's starting to come into America now. You see in Chicago, the landlord stabbed a 6-year-old Muslim kid to death, stabbed his mother. You're going to start seeing acts of violence in our own neighborhoods. And I don't think it's something you can even really have any opinion on without having some kind of retaliation. And it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible that you can't even side with just human rights of right and wrong, right? I mean, hospitals getting bombed, 500 people lost their life yesterday, and they're there
too. And we still don't know who sent the bomb.
Well, everybody points fingers.
Right, everybody else. I mean, it should be easy to know what direction it came from.
Oh, right. So it's just so such a crazy world and time we live in. I don't know, man. I mean, Dana White bringing the flags back, I think it just adds fuel to the fire. Everybody's going to bring out their protest, their flags to show their support or denouncing another religion or country.
Well, but it's not religious flags. It's country flags.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. Somebody came out with the Israeli flag. He's getting hate. Somebody comes out with a Palestine flag. If there is a flag, I'm sure there is.
They're a nation, right? They just don't have a country. Is that how it works?
I don't know. I don't.
Whatever. I mean, I've been told that they were they're like squatters. If you invade a house that's not occupied and you just live there, but it's not yours, that's the way I
was. So you're saying they're there illegally?
That's what I've been told, that the Palestinians don't have their own land. It was won by Israel years ago. They just never occupied it to be in control of it. They allowed them to stay.
Well, I believe somebody told me that back in the day, long, blah, 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 there was a deal made and that land was given to somebody. And then after the deal, they backed, you know, they reneged on the deal. Oh. And so then they didn't give the land there. But, you know, what I find funny is, and not to get political and whatever. Sure. But in war, you take land.
Yeah. I mean, historically, that's the best resource. You capture waterways, you capture resources, you capture the people, you make your country more resourceful.
So this land was owned by England and the Americans, you know, the Indian Indians, not the
Native American
Indians. And in wartime sucks.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, percussions to war. All right. So we took the land.
So we talk about in fighting and in UFC and MMA and combat sports, we talk about there is no line in trash talking. Right?
Correct.
So what about in war? Right. Are there rules to war? I mean, I see all the nations jockeying to create some kind of like agreement of humanitarian efforts of war. But the military is lined up and they haven't done anything yet. Right. Like they basically gave their hand away. Said, hey, look, everybody get out of this region of the Gaza Strip. We're going to invade it. But everybody needs to get out and leave with your life. But you have to leave. Giving their military play. They're showing their hand.
Right. But
beforehand.
The problem is they can't go anywhere. That's the problem. You know, the other countries have shut it down. You know, Egypt's not allowing everybody to come in.
Right.
You know, the other
7-Eleven on.
You know, right. Are closing their borders.
Sure.
So. And this is going to be difficult to say. It's war.
Yeah.
All right. The problem is not everybody fights in a war the same way.
Sure.
You know, and I want to say, and I want to say it, so I probably will say it, but I don't. War is war. The problem is when you take innocent people and use them as hostages to guard weaponry, to guard Hamas, to guard maybe even in Israel. You know, I don't know everything that's going on over there. It's either wrong or you still have to do something.
Well, like what makes it hard is, you know, like the war between Russia and Ukraine right now.
That's still going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying we haven't heard about it.
Of course,
in weeks.
No. But those two countries, they're defined. They have borders and they have, you know, then they're two countries going to war against each other. When you're fighting what was it called? Hamas.
When you
fight a terrorist group, they're embedded in the fabric of the community and the culture. They don't have like a defined location. Like, oh, so this fight is apparently going to be underground. It's all tunnels and it's like hidden and it's like in buildings and they occupy a floor of a hospital. So, you know, four floors are normal operating and in recovery. And then one's been taken over as like a military room.
Over under, give me a number over under of hate mail or death threats we're going to get because this has been discussed.
No, I don't think there's, I mean, we're not picking sides. I'm just,
my daughter put up a photo. My daughter went to Israel and she took a photo holding up a Knockout Radio t-shirt.
I saw that.
She's gotten 3 death threats.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I did see a comedian. Now, let's talk about death threats. Let's get one. So there's a comedian. I don't know his name. But he's like, you know, the Navy SEALs really are a bunch of females, right? Female anatomies.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's like, you know, they wear night goggles and they dress in black and they sneak up on you in the middle of the night. And he's like, there's nothing courageous about that. He's like, those aren't brave. He's like, you know who's brave? Al-Qaeda. He's like, those guys are out in their pajamas and there's just a couple buddies like hanging out. They're wearing flip-flops, throwing rocks at tanks. And they're like, we know we're going to get messed up, but we don't care. And then they send out the video of their training. No military training, Steve. These guys had one set of monkey bars. They train and they send out the world. They're like, yep, we're ready. You know, not bad. but it puts in the light. You're talking about like, you know, the special forces and the greatest, you know, military and the weaponry. But in the Middle East, man, those guys are literally just walking around with AK-47s, flip-flops, pajamas, and throwing rocks at tanks.
Why are they carrying an AK-47 if they're throwing rocks?
They all have one.
Saying, use that. What are the rocks going to do?
I don't know.
Let's bring it to sports for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the USC quarterback, which I really wanted to talk to Caleb about because his name is Caleb as well.
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
Has made some interesting demands.
He wants to be an owner.
Well, first he said he's only going to go to one of four teams.
It's like the John Elway thing.
Well, the difference is, and the problem is, you pick the four best teams.
Eli Manning.
Which means you're not going to get drafted by those teams because you're going to be the first pick or the second pick.
Right.
I saw something on the Four Letter Network that, you know, he was the number one seed, per se, for the Heisman this year, and he has dwindled quite a bit. You know, he's fallen to like 8 or 10. You can't make those demands. You think you can make those demands because you're making millions in college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay in college. Right. Right? Kansas City's still not going to have the first pick in 2 years. You know, they have a quarterback. You could probably barely spell Patrick Mahomes than to replace him. Right? That's not going to happen. Now he's demanding partial ownership of the team that drafts him.
I like it.
You would.
I like it.
What do you like about it?
I like it.
First.
He's looking for his career after the football. He's like thinking ahead. It's a good strategy. You have something to invest in, something to be a part of.
It goes back to when you were talking about asking for game jerseys. I guess it doesn't hurt to ask. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I mean, Mark Cuban paid, you know, nothing for the Mavericks, and now it's worth $2 billion.
So what's that going to do with anything?
Well, I mean, he knows that a sports franchise is a good investment.
Sure it is.
He gets in early while he's young. When he retires, he'll have a piece of the action.
You're a nobody coming from college.
Nobody is a somebody.
Not in the realm of the NFL.
That's your number 8th seed Heisman pick. He's top 10. Pretty good. Only like 8 other people better than him.
All right, so if you're going to give him 1%, what's the number 1 pick going to get?
I don't know. It's ludicrous that he's asking for that.
And he's not going
to
get it.
Right, because nobody wants to do business with a kid that they're going to cut after that. 2 years after he gets
maybe
hurt.
Maybe not cut him, but you know, let's look at Baker Mayfield, the Buccaneer quarterback.
It's hard to fire an owner, right? Like, hey, my Achilles snapped. I'm not able to play anymore. All right, you're fired. And then it's like, oh, wait, I own this.
Yeah. Well, you normally don't even fire the players. You fire the coach.
That's true.
How about there's talk about when do we replace Belichick?
Oh. Well, he's ready for the pickleball league.
Well, but first I think he needs 18 more victories. Do you think he stays even if New England?
To get the most victories all time.
To leapfrog Don Shuler.
For sure. I think he's a numbers guy. I think he likes those stats.
But see, from what I heard, he's not. He's team. He's not me. Mm. You know, but now that the team stinks, do you now become me and not team?
I think so. Yeah, do it for your legacy. Yeah, do it for your legacy. I think so.
Okay. Penn State, Ohio State this weekend. Mm. Big game.
Yeah. Ohio's going to kill.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. I think you're wrong.
Really?
Penn State's on the roll. Everybody's saying Penn State's going to take Ohio State out.
Did 49ers lose this weekend?
They did.
They lost to
Sixers. So
Browns,
did the Eagles.
To the Browns.
To the Browns. Wow. Where's Styles G?
Yeah, where's your boy at?
I haven't heard or seen from him.
What?
I think he's involved in a new establishment here in the St. Petersburg area.
Okay.
I told him I had those Cleveland Brown sunglasses for him. He's never come to pick them up.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's in. He's doing what he does.
Okay.
We talked crowd noise. When's Mike Evans get traded? A week from Friday?
I don't know.
I don't know when, you know, when the cutoff is, but you definitely need to trade Mike Evans. Get something for him.
Sure.
You know, this team is going nowhere.
Like ownership? Something.
Yeah, trade him for half ownership of the Dallas
trade
Cowboys.
Trade him for Caleb Wilson, or what's his name, William?
Just send him to USC.
Yeah, just send him back to college.
That would be funny.
Can you send him down to the minors? Like baseball, you do it all the time.
Well, you can't because now you're a professional. You can't be a professional, even though now you're getting NIL money.
Yeah, so you're getting paid to perform. Let's send him down. We'll do the first ever, like, you know, what do they call it, going down to the minors? It's like, let's do it for Mike Evans, make him the first athlete ever go from the pros back to college and then back to the pros.
This show is either going really good or really bad that I didn't remember when we took our last break and that we're over. I thought we already took it and came back. I'm going to go with this really bad, and that's why I didn't think
it's just flowing.
It's flowing like smoke.
We're going backwards like Mike Evans.
Exactly. All right. So let's hit the lake break, and I'm going to let the next segment be run by yours truly over there, the chokeout artist, Matthew. This is Knockout Radio, brought by Bio Accelerator, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Staff Zone.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
And it sounds like you're not the only one that's cold as ice. So I got this message, well, it's on Twitter, so it didn't just come to me, from BJPenn.com, that Kamaru Usman appears to cut short his open workout after something popped in his knee.
Oh, that's not good.
Justin Gaethje responds, and then as I tried to read through it, Justin Gaethje thought he hit his head on the mat, and he said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yes." So we'll have to see how this plays out. Today's three days away from the fight.
Yeah.
This is too big of a fight to go in injured.
Yeah, you can't. I can't. I mean, but that's a good fight for Gaethje.
Gaethje's there. He's the BMF.
I did some research in the break.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shut up.
Steve, make sure you record this for the tube or for the gram. Or for the
gram? The hell's that mean?
For the talk. For the socials. For the gram. They do it for the gram.
I don't know what for the gram means.
It means for the socials. Like
is like slang for social?
But I looked up Palestine at the Olympics. Palestine is represented on the International Olympic Committee by the Palestine Olympic Committee, which has sent teams to compete at each Summer Olympics since 1996 under the IQC country code, PLE. Palestine has yet to compete at an Winter Olympics, and no athlete from Palestine has ever won an Olympic medal.
Okay, good.
So, but that's pretty good for a country that doesn't have actual like, land. Yeah, right? Like, hopefully they're not going to be, like, you know, hopefully they do better in war than they do in Olympic Games.
Nah, maybe not. Let's not hope that.
Well, I'm not hoping. But
you
for their
just
sake.
Said hoping.
Well, for their sake. I mean, you can't have, they have no bronze, no silver, no gold. They've won nothing in their career.
Here's what's wrong with this world, okay? So people hate Jews because they're Jews. People hate Palestinians because they're from Palestine.
Right, because they don't have very good athletes.
No, it has nothing to do with that, but I want to tell you what happened on Sunday.
What happened on Sunday?
Okay, so You went to a gym opening on Saturday.
I did.
Okay. And I went to an opening of a gym on Sunday.
We did.
Mahmood opened up his gym up in North Tampa off of I-4. And he started to cry when I walked in. Okay. Then he started to cry when he introduced the couple people that have stepped up. And he told me the story, you know, that he doesn't have, you know, much money. And the people have helped in and pitched in and donated and whatever. I was so happy for that guy. And we've always kind of joked, you know, he's here. I don't care where you are. I could care less who you are, what color, what, blah, 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 blah. The world's not like that. You know, for my daughter to get death threats just because she posted a photo in Israel.
Crazy.
Is ridiculous. I'm going to like you or dislike you because of the person that you are. How you treat me, how you treat my family, how you treat my friends. I don't even care how you treat your friend, my friends. How you treat me. You know, there's a pretty famous football player. I mean, we are the closest friends. And they're like, how are you friends? How is he a friend of yours? And how are you a friend? Because we're good to each other. We're normal. It's just, I hate the world. I love that shirt that I wear, people. Not a big fan.
It's evident now.
Now? Why? What's changed?
Well, no, but it's just boiling. You know, the pressure cooker is mounting, and it's a crazy time we're living in. I mean, my wife and I were talking about it the other day. We lived through COVID, which was crazy. The world shut down, and like, you know, it just keeps getting more and more.
Well, but there were sides then too.
Yeah,
COVID's real. COVID's fake
for sure.
The vaccine's real. The vaccine's fake. You know,
no matter what you do, there's always, but it's symbolic of life. Everything has an equal and opposite.
Here's where I find it even funnier. And I think you don't mind if I ask the question. And sure. If you don't answer, that's fine, because I think I know the answer.
Okay.
Have you caught COVID yet?
Yes.
Oh, you did catch it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well,
I never went to the doctor.
Right. So you didn't get vaccinated, and
no.
To the best of your knowledge, you probably didn't get it.
Us pure bloods, we stay strong.
I took the vaccine, and I've had it 5 times.
Yeah, wait.
Right?
I believe I brought it back from Brazil in July. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that gave it to everybody else here.
Let's be proud of that. At least you've done something good.
Yeah.
At least you've given something to someone.
Yeah, herpes and COVID, spreading it around.
I don't really want to hear about that.
Well, I have a medal. I have a badge now.
Why don't you pull up this weekend's NFL schedule?
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at that. We could also talk about last weekend's games. I briefly mentioned the Eagles went down. The 49ers went down.
Does it bother you that there are more punches thrown and landed at a Chargers-Cowboy game than the...
Than touchdowns?
Logan Paul, Dylan DeSantis, or Danis?
DeSantis played?
DeSantis. What's the guy's name?
Dylan Danis.
Danis. So there's more punches thrown at a Cowboy Charger game in the lobby, just all out brawl.
But how about takedowns?
But see, at least in football brawls, they both have their own uniforms, right? They got jerseys on. You know who you're fighting. That's why it's so tough. But
it's still pretty stupid to throw a punch to a football player.
No, these guys were all in the crowd. These are fans.
All fans.
Just brawling in the stadium.
Well, that's
two sides going at it, but at least you know who your enemy is. You see the Cowboy, you see the jersey and the matching gloves and the purse.
See, that's why, and we've talked about, and people have been ripped on a regular basis, where you wear like a, I don't know, a Phillies jersey to a Braves-Dodger game.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not really saying who
right.
you are.
Sure.
So that's enabling, you know, you to maybe get a punch or two in.
That's true. Yeah, you're coming with an element of surprise.
I think Steve wants to grab a headset. I think he's got something to talk about. Uh-oh, producer.
Yeah, oh, wait, now he's got it. Oh.
No, you did. You.
Are you talking about flag football, Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, except for we've already talked about it. I've already said they're going to win the gold medal. There's nobody.
Why did you bring me this?
Oh, now he's mute.
What?
Whatever. Just
this is awful.
He said bring up the NFL schedule, right?
Oh, you brought me up newspaper? What year is this? what year are you producing from? Like, why would you bring me this?
Did you know that we used to get a newspaper every day?
Yeah, for what?
And it was like, oh, go get the paper. In Philadelphia, they had two papers, one in the morning and one at night. And one of the paper things, and I know you have a schedule to talk about it, I always found this the funniest thing ever. I don't know if there's anything funnier than this. In Philadelphia, you couldn't wait for the Sunday paper. because of football and all that stuff.
And the ads. Well, let me see that one.
Do you know when the Sunday paper, when you could get it?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
What good is this? Then it's the Saturday paper.
Right, but the coupons are valid on Sunday.
Not the coupons.
But everybody talks about how technology has changed the world, right? Where it's like everybody's glued to their phone and they don't see anything going on around them. But what's the difference?
If you're holding, you need to talk while you're trying to describe something.
Well, I'm on video. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, but you still, people are listening.
I'm doing it for the gram.
Oh, my God.
So it's upside down.
So he's got a newspaper.
How do you read this thing? What is that?
What are you doing?
Oh, I got a paper cut. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What a liability this thing is.
This went from bad to worse. All right. Could you read the schedule? Oh. Could you at least get back to the schedule and tell me who's playing who?
What page is it on? Hold on.
I know the Bucks play the Falcons.
8C.
Oh, my God.
7.
You are a complete moron.
I got ink on my fingers.
Are we in a bad place in the country to call someone a moron?
Oh, Windows are on sale. I didn't know Microsoft still plays the ads. That's great.
I hate this thing. I hate the show. I hate it.
Well, Apple doesn't have Windows, Randy.
What? What is the freaking schedule?
It's a Microsoft joke because they don't support, Apple doesn't support Windows. That's why if they ever make a car, an Apple car, don't buy it. It has no Windows.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, they do. Sunday at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Hopefully the Bucs can rebound after what was called a football game last Sunday.
But you have a game tomorrow night. Jaguars versus Saints.
They normally do play on Thursday.
8:15 p.m.
I tend to forget.
Because Thursday is not a normal football day.
But it should be.
It should not be.
Why?
It's a middle of a weekday. Kids got to go to school. They don't start the game until 8:15. Who's staying up till midnight to watch the end of that football game?
I think players hate it. They hate it the week they play, but then they like it because then they get a couple
days. So you have a corporate job. You have to work on Friday. Your kids have school Friday morning. They got to be up at 6:30 to get the bus or whatever. Who's staying up till midnight to watch the Jaguars and Saints on Thursday night football?
Jaguar and Saint fans.
Okay, so 32 people stay up past their bedtime, and then they're not productive the whole next day for what?
I got in an argument with some Philadelphia Philly fans.
Okay.
All right. Now try to be normal and answer this,
Okay.
Honestly. All right. This is going to be an honest segment. Put the damn paper down. Okay. All right. So
I'm trying to document the journey.
My brother and I considered going to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Going to the game.
Okay.
Okay. We would probably be in pretty decent seats.
With Kelsey and Jason.
Nah, we probably wouldn't be with
the Swifties.
I was going to call her Shania Twain.
Are you a Swiftie?
No.
Come on.
No, I couldn't tell you one thing about her. I've heard two or three songs.
She made Travis Kelsey popular.
I argued with somebody. Steve and I, we were at the airport in Vegas, and I'm arguing with these two people who was adamant that Taylor Swift didn't make Kelsey more popular. He's more popular than she is.
Not a chance.
No, I tried to tell her that.
He's a nobody. She made him a star.
Well, first of all, one has nothing to do with each other.
He couldn't even get a reservation at Nobu. Now he's going there every night.
Sure. But he will get more popular when they break up and she writes another song.
No question.
Right. But let's be honest. He's one of the top tight ends in football. He is a name on and on and on and on. But she's adamant that he's helping her stardom, not she's helping his.
Okay.
Right. Stupid, wrong, nothing to do with each other, whatever. So considered going. We were going to go to the game on Monday. Thought about going. We decided let's wait the World Series. If they get in the World Series, blah, 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 blah.
North American Series.
The World Series. So I said, I put a post in the Philadelphia Phillies Facebook section that I considered coming. I don't mind the ticket price because I'm not paying it. I don't mind the flight. It's cheap enough. My brother will pick up the ticket. We're going to go. And I said, I've decided against going because I'm not standing. And they're like, well, what kind of fan are you? You're a bandwagon fan. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not a bandwagon Philly fan. Okay. I know as you like to rip me or whatever, I can pretty much prove that I've been a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I can't stand the Eagles. A Philadelphia Phillies fan. Since I was birthed, since I was hatched,
okay.
All right, since we went to spring training games at a young, young age. I'm not standing. I'm going to a concert. I'm not standing. I want to go and enjoy it. Standing to me is not enjoyable.
Okay.
So I took a lot of heat because I said I'm not standing. Would you stand?
Yeah. It's the in LCS. You got to stand.
Why?
Because of passion, the energy.
I can be just as passionate sitting.
You can't have the Duke crazies. You can't have like the Coach K, that whole jumping up and down, like the energy. You can't get that sitting in a seat.
I don't have a problem with you jumping next to me.
If you're going to the movies, I say stay seated.
No, stand.
No, stand. No, you can't stand in
Why?
The movies.
Why?
Because the movies, you don't want excitement. You want to be entertained.
I want to be entertained sitting in my seat enjoying the game. I'm not enjoying it standing.
I agree with the Phillies organization. You are a fair weather fan.
First of all, it wasn't the Philly organization. Oh, okay. It was Philly fans.
I thought it was actual.
The Philly organization, they know me very well, believe me. So they know. I'm not standing. I bought tickets to go see a comedian next month. First row, 200 level.
Okay.
Because I'm not standing. Who stands for a comedian?
Nobody stands at comedians. Nobody. Until the end when you talk, like they do like the...
Well, it's time to walk out.
Well, if they're funny, you applaud them. You stand up and you like thank them for their time.
I don't want to stand for a concert.
I think sports is different. You stand to want, you know, to get into the energy.
I don't mind standing periodically.
Okay.
Okay, whether it's a concert or a game, you know, if a big base is loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, sure, I'll stand.
Okay, right.
I don't want to stand bases loaded, no outs in the first. Okay? Ricky Henderson hits a home run. Yeah, okay, I'll stand. I'll clap for him. Schwarber. He hits the Schwarber.
So maybe we could change the seating arrangement.
Ruling.
Well, no, just this, like if we did more like the Catholic Church stadium seating.
Never been there.
Where you could like stand up or then you could kneel.
Yeah, that ain't never happening.
Well, then you know, it's a safe space. You can do communion. You know, the beer guy comes through, like, cold beer. And you just do a little shot. And then you can pray that your team catches a touchdown.
I thought we were talking baseball.
Oh, baseball. But the stadium's universal. You can pray for every sport. God listens to all requests.
Favorite line, and then we'll hit this break. So, Eve Edwards is fighting Josh Thompson.
Okay.
Okay, Eve wins. He's being interviewed after the fight. And how do you feel? He said, well, I trained hard. Josh trained hard. I prayed to God. Josh prayed to God. God just liked me better.
It does play favorites.
I do kind of have a problem with you people that pray. You pray, oh, please hit a home run.
Yeah.
Please get a base hit.
Please.
Like, he doesn't have better things to do?
Lord, please.
Please get me through this next hour. I would pray for that before I'd pray for a hit or a home run or weather. Your dude has other things to worry about than who's going to win.
Well, please, Olympic Committee, allow rock throwing at tanks as an Olympic sport so Palestine can get a gold medal.
That's still not proven either.
We're trying. We're in training.
Oh, so now you're showing favoritism.
It's not we. I mean, it's us.
No.
It's you.
There ain't no we.
I'll train anyone. The GNAT's universal. It doesn't discriminate. I train pro athletes, non-athletes. I do it all.
Steve.
I train Steve.
Right.
I got two dummies over there in the corner. One talks when you walk past it. The other one doesn't.
Which is which?
I don't know yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you run down the NFL schedule,
you
please?
You still want to know about the boring NFL?
Yes. It's in front of you.
It's an awful series. It's awful. I watched it last week for like 10 minutes, and I want my minutes back. All right. Falcons, Buccaneers. Who wins?
I'm going to take Tampa. Bad game. Bad team.
They got to bounce back after last week's. Loss.
Well, and this is what people have been saying about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And yes, we're based here locally in Tampa, St. Pete. You know, they're whatever it's called, like the gate catcher. They're just good enough, or just bad enough to be good, but they're not going to get over. And that's why I'm a firm believer in you trading Mike Evans, because you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, not going to the playoffs.
You could go to the playoffs.
Okay.
The Bucs could go to the playoffs. They could win the division and get eliminated in the first round. So what good is that? Get something for an asset that you're about to lose.
Somebody's already been eliminated from the first round. Is the Bears
Cowboys?
Bears versus Raiders?
They're both mediocre, bad teams. Well, I'll take the Raiders of Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco,
and the Lost Ark.
The Ark.
That's a Browns Colts.
Well, after the Browns won last week.
Yeah, got to give them the nod.
Yeah, but I don't want to give, you know, Styles G. White any credit.
The Commanders versus the Giants.
Redskins, interesting. Giants, awful. I'm going to go with the Redskins.
Lions, Ravens.
The Lions. The Lions are one of the top teams in football. How shocking is that to say?
Bills, Patriots.
Patriots are not very good.
No, Bills.
And it's going to take a while for Belichick to leapfrog Don Shula. I think Shula comes back from the dead if Belichick passes him and gets some more victories.
It's possible.
I'll take Buffalo.
Cardinals, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Steelers, Rams.
Rams.
Chargers, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Packers, Broncos.
Broncos are awful. I think your special team could beat the Packers. I mean, beat the
Dolphins.
The Broncos. I'll take the Packers.
Dolphins, Eagles. It's actually a great
game. Of the week.
It's a great game. That's the only game I'll watch this week.
And I'm guessing that's not an 8 o'clock game.
It is.
Is it?
8:20 Sunday
night. Oh, wow. They finally got one right.
Got it flexed.
Perfect.
They didn't get flexed. That was just already on the schedule, I think.
Where's the game?
At Philly.
I'll take Philly. Philly been a bounce back.
And 49ers
Vikings. My hometown team. My hometown team. I'm going to take the Eagles.
49ers Vikings.
Not 49ers.
And it's going to be a short week for the Buccaneers. They'll be on a Thursday night against the Bills.
Buffalo. In Buffalo.
The, 26th.
I thought about going, but the person I was going to go with never agreed to going through a table. Because that's what they do in Buffalo. They do the WWE, NXT.
Oh, really? Yeah. In the tailgate?
Yeah.
Oh, put me in, coach. They go through
Normally, I would say you wouldn't do it.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Are you jumping? Are you being thrown?
I'll go either way.
Really? I've heard that about you.
Yeah, but I got an award. I got a pin I want to show you. I'm a deputy now.
It's a pin.
I'm a chief inspector. But yes, I would like to. I would want to be thrown through it, but I want to be thrown through it by somebody of notoriety. Like, you know, I don't want to just get choked unconscious. It has to be somebody who is a professional who, like, people know.
Why does that change it?
It makes it cool.
Why does who doing the stupid act to you matters?
Well, because it's just notoriety, and it's just, you know, it's got to be somebody notable.
The most notable thing is it's break time. Let's go hit our last break of hour number two. Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. Pizza specials all day as he reads whatever paper that is. That's an antique. Get that into the Smithsonian. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8-Man Strong. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, something we haven't talked about in a while. Yes, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Breaking news, we talked about Usman. AR-15 to undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. Your number one draft pick bye-bye, night-night termite for 2023. Reggie Barnett Jr., back in the squared circle for bare-knuckle people.
Yeah, fighting Richardson on Friday night, South Carolina.
Good dude.
Yeah, fighting for the title.
I'm a big Reggie Barnett fan.
Yep. Training with Lorenzo Hunt over in Jacksonville, getting ready for his to defend his title. And big news on the BKFC world. They just announced the fight card for December 2nd, Randy. So I think we should rendezvous in, what do they call that place? It's not Mile High City. What do they call it?
I have no idea.
Salt Lake City? Does it have a nickname?
Salt Lake City or yeah. Denver?
Salt Lake.
Oh, this is going to Salt Lake?
So it's December 2nd.
I can tell you what restaurant not to go to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We drove out of our way. When we landed at the airport, we said, what's the best place? They told me this place. So I asked two or three people. It's fantastic. Yeah, we went there. It was...
So via our informant, Kevin Smith, via David Feldman, they're Michael Terrell versus Arnold Adams for the vacant BKFC heavyweight title. Also, on that fight card...
I thought Arnold went somewhere else. Didn't he join another organization or something?
I don't know. I guess not. Beat our friend of the show, Platinum Mike Perry versus Eddie Alvarez, the UFC legend.
What?
Ben Rothwell.
Hold on. Eddie Alvarez is a UFC legend?
Legend.
Or are you just saying that to piss me off?
No, he's a legend.
I mean, he is a fellow Philadelphian.
Legend.
So, no, he's not a legend.
Big Ben Rothwell, not to be confused with Big Ben Roethlisberger, is fighting Todd Duffy. Christina Ferrar versus Beck Rawlings and Kai Stewart versus Howard Davis. Salt Lake City will be rocking.
Like it. I would consider going.
It'd be an expensive fight to go to, though.
I would consider going just so I could go back to what I, so far, have found to be one of the most awesome sites in the United States of America.
And that is?
It's called Wedding Vale.
Wedding Vale.
Yeah.
Okay.
This waterfall is. I would consider going to back to Salt Lake City just to go to Wedding Vale. I don't even need to go to the fight.
But that's got
to
be the most expensive fight ticket on the planet.
What is?
Salt Lake City.
All right. What joke are you trying to?
I'm just saying. I mean, what's the average fight ticket cost?
I don't know.
$200.
I don't know.
Then you got to buy one for each one of your wives. So they've got you, and then there's like five. So that's. It's like $1,200 just to take you and the family out for a night of entertainment.
Well, I don't think that's how sister wives work.
What? They're Mormons.
No, I understand.
They have like multiples.
Well, I understand that. There's a TV show called Sister Wives, and it's about the five, which has now been dwindled down to three.
Okay.
You know, one left, the other left.
They get traded down to the minors?
Well, no. What they, you know, it's this week I'm with this one, so he would only take the one.
Oh, so they it's have favoritism. Like,
yeah.
Ah.
Well, that's what the show is now saying, that whatever the dude's name is had favorites.
Yeah, that's an expensive state to
but
take
out. But it's just like your children. You've always told me you have a favorite child.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My question, have you told them?
No. No.
So they don't know.
They know. They can feel it.
Okay.
It's an unwritten rule.
And how does the unfavorite feel about the favorite? Has she tried to gladiate her with the pillow?
But you know what? I'll tell you what. She's starting to make efforts to do the same things that her sister does to win my attention and my affection and my like time. So I see her copying what she sees her sister do, and it usually involves some kind of physical fitness, a treadmill, deadmill push, or a GNAT session.
That's sad to me because I've had discussions with them both,
yeah.
And I told her this is what you need to separate yourself from your dad, not go towards him.
I don't know.
You know, you're better off that the other is your his favorite. You don't want to be there. And I had her convinced.
And I'll tell you what, my daughters are just special. Like, I have the greatest daughters ever. I mean, I know every dad says that, but
I don't think every dad would say that if they were honest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, if your kid is a jack donkey, then it's a jack donkey.
Yeah.
It's not because it's your kid.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But not every parent is like that. I am. I would tell you. I would tell you when they're wrong, when they do wrong, when they're...
Tell my kids that?
About your kids, yeah.
Have you ever corrected anyone else's for their kids? Have you ever stepped over that line and like scolded or corrected another person's kid?
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Without saying names. No, this wasn't me.
This is going to be good.
No, this wasn't me.
Oh, come on. Make it about you.
No. Okay. So I had a former co-host.
Okay.
Who reprimanded his nephew.
Okay.
Okay. It might have been a little physical.
Oh.
Okay. It might have been a little physical.
Okay.
And I was at a Tampa Bay Buccaneer game. And I went into a suite that you mentioned this wing establishment earlier.
Uh-huh.
I went into the suite, into that suite of this wing establishment, and there was a pretty famous baseball player in there.
Okay.
Who was the father of that child.
Okay.
Okay, so my co-host, brother-in-law, was a very popular Major League Baseball player.
Okay.
And the confrontation that I saw, that basically started with, if you ever touch my son again, I'll kill you.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was not pretty. It was hilarious because he's probably one of the few people that I dislike less than you.
That's not true.
No, it's definitely true. I disliked him less than you.
Oh, okay. Good.
But there's only a few of those. So I enjoyed watching it.
I moved way up on the totem pole after this week, though.
No, one has nothing to do with the other. No, one has nothing to do with the other.
It does.
You showed, and again, I'm not giving you much credit for doing it because you had no say in it. I'm giving you the credit for how you handled it. I was impressed with how you handled getting choked unconscious.
I'm impressed that you old school, like, you know, media journalist guys actually had to, like, go to stuff, watch what happened, and then go back and type out, like, you know, an essay, and then print it, and then, like, have people deliver it to the door so people get information.
Well, then you had to have somebody go to the yard and pick it up.
This is a real career. Like, people who do this, they have talent.
It was.
I mean, this is a lot of work. Like, now it's just like, you know, breaking news, and you got it's instant information. But, man, this is...
I didn't know that papers were even printed.
I didn't know.
What's the date on it?
Today.
Oh, it is?
October.
Because for a long time, 18th, you know, even here in the Tampa Bay area, they had a morning paper and an evening paper. Not like news changed that much, but, you know, obviously did it 6, 8, 10 hours later.
I mean, I don't want to be like that guy, but, like, it's titled Sports. And then it says Tennis. It's like a whole section of tennis.
That's because nothing's really going on right now.
Well, is tennis really a sport?
Yes.
Come on. Seriously? Tennis is a sport? I mean, I'm located in a tennis club. I get it. But there's no athletes out there.
No, not right now. It's too cold.
There's tennis is a sport. They have a racket in their hand. Like Jimmy Connors, those guys had such tan, like, tempers. They were so angry and like breaking rackets and like yelling and cussing and like Johnny McEnroe, all those guys. Not once did they ever like cross over and like throw. They had weapons. They're cowards.
Well, they didn't have a problem.
They're like the Navy SEALs.
Shut up, idiot. They didn't have a problem with their opponent. They had a problem with the moron sitting in that sky seat that made bad calls.
Afraid to take a punch. It's not a sport. If you don't take punches, not a sport.
I really can't put up with you much longer.
The greatest basketball game had a punch. It's called The Punch.
Who was it?
Kermit Washington and Rudy Technakovic.
Well, Technakovic.
Technology.
How about when
Kermit laid him out?
Billy Cunningham got his nose broke.
No. Yeah. See, basketball is more of a sport than tennis.
There's more flopping in basketball than soccer.
Well, you just, yeah. But soccer players get pretty, that's a pretty violent sport.
It's not that it's violent. People don't understand what football, better known as soccer, you know, the running that you have to do. Like, try to run, try to ref a soccer game. I don't think you could do it.
No, it's too much running.
No, it is.
And then the cleats and, like, the tackles, the ankles, the knees.
The legals or the illegal tackles?
Both.
The fake, the fall.
It's brutal.
The pretend, the whole 9 yards.
And the ball coming in at that velocity, every time you do a header, I mean, that's a concussion.
Well,
trauma.
That's come out years ago.
CTE,
About headers in soccer have much more issues than people totally.
Would they ever, like, wear helmets? Or would you ever, like, be a fan of, like, wearing, like, a padded? You know, like, the football players wear the padded practice helmets?
Yeah.
maybe like a soft padded soccer helmet would ever be approved?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
It's for fighter safety.
Staff Zone.
Why is that a ludicrous question?
Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Don't
and Bio Accelerator.
Don't do it.
We'll be right
back. Don't push the
button.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Matt Liner, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.